Come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
This man is guilty.
I tell you, gentlemen, we have a problem on our hands.
You've seen the light, Reverend. You've really seen the light.
Have you?
Salvation, check. Heaven, check. Those warm, fuzzy, familial feelings that we get when we sing songs, check. Confession, repentance, and brokenness over sin, pass.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
Greetings and welcome, everyone. My name is Seesaw Tonelli, and we commence the new season and year of Muddy Boots with an episode entitled Sometimes a Saint and Sometimes a Sinner, Part 8. It's an old theme of mine, one that zigzags between the two said worlds. You may listen to Parts 1 through 7 at the archive page on muddybootsradio.org. They originally aired on the long-running community radio show, The Other Side, which is a wonderfully eclectic show serving up something unique each and every week. To check it out, go to theotherside.biz. Without further ado, let's dive into this strange balance of the selfish sinner and the selfless saint. And keeping in mind that every sinner has a past, while every saint has a future, for sure. Or as Ambrose Bierce defines it, saint, a dead sinner, revised and edited. It's a thin veil between the two worlds. All of us juggle the rights and wrongs and ethics and morals, spinning all around our heads. Exuberant smugness can be just as problematic as an exuberant transgression. So on the road to saintship, sin follows close behind, or sometimes even ahead, which Stephen Crane, in his typical brevity, highlights in a mere 8 lines. With eye and with gesture, you say you are holy. I say you lie, for I did see you draw away your coats from the sin upon the hands of a little child. Liar.
Thank you. and that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after the same manner, he also took the cup when he had eaten, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this wine, you do show the Lord's death till he comes again."
Friends, no comment. Just what have you got, Jagger?
I got the blues, Mr. Colby. I got the blues. I'm just about an hour away from a hanging, and I've been lying there, and I have been thinking that I would like to rip these bars apart and get out of here. Or I'd like to save everybody else the trouble and just hang myself right here. But you see, I don't have the strength for one or the guts for the other, so I'm just lying there, and I am just waiting.
Well, in that case, would you care to make a statement about guilt or innocence?
guilt or innocence, and you want me to make a statement?
I'd appreciate one. You know, I don't think anybody should leave this earth without making a comment. You, me, anybody.
Well, that's a reasonable request, Mr. Comey. I mean, considering the fact that you're not leaving this morning, it's reasonable.
I see the black diamond as she starts off for hell. The bell is ringing, hell bound, hell bound. The devil cries out, all aboard for hell. First station is Drunkardsville. Stop there and let all the drunkards get on board. I have a big crowd down there drinking jump steady, some drinking shinny, some drinking moonshine, some drinking white mule and red horse. All of you drunkards, you got to go to hell on the black diamond train. The black diamond starts off for hell now.
Of the damned. It's a world without hope. Its burning torments sears the flesh. There is no relief for you. Satan's demons will dance around you mockingly and laughingly and gloatingly, singing one horrible word, one horrible song. Here it is. Forever, forever, you're chained here forever, until you are wed to God that you had only taken your opportunity. It will be beyond God forever. Beyond the blood forever. Beyond the crucifixion forever. Beyond confession forever. Beyond Calvary forever and ever and ever.
Don't you hear church bells a-tolling? 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 Lord, I know my time ain't long. Don't you hear preacher preaching? Don't you hear preacher preaching? Don't you hear preacher preaching? Oh, don't you hear the preacher preaching? Lord, I know my time ain't long. Don't you see hearse wheel a-rolling? Don't you see the hearse wheel a-rolling? Don't you see hearse wheel a-rolling? Don't you see the hearse wheel a-rolling? Lord, I know my time ain't long. Hearse wheel a-rolling, somebody to the graveyard. 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 Lord, I know my time ain't long. Can't you see time is changing? 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 Lord, I know my time ain't long.
Guilty, Mr. Colby. That take you off the hook?
And that's supposed to mean what?
That's supposed to mean that you're on the popular side, Mr. Colby. You see, there are good guys and bad guys. That's the nature of man. Well, I'm a bad guy. I'm worse than a bad guy. I'm a town kook. I'm a neurotic. I'm the one with the causes and the banners. I'm the village idiot who tries to be his brother's keeper.
Thank you. everything, and let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinners, just wave your arms all about and let the Lord hear you shout. Call that music right out and sing, you sinners. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river thinks. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you're all misbehaved. If you want to be saved, just sing, you sinners.
That people live forever, because you notice he says, for as the days of a tree are the days of my people. What does it mean, we're trees? He's just saying, who gives a tree a birthday? I mean, trees sometimes live thousands of years, so he's just saying they're going to live on and on. And so he's speaking with a lot of, beautiful poetic metaphors to illustrate that people are just going to live on.
maybe you feel like turning your cheek to this crumb. But there ain't no rule book that says I gotta. He says I perjured myself. Says I lied. And boy, he wasn't throwing no bouquets at you neither.
Maybe I don't deserve any. You were right, you know. I saw the victim. He did have powder burns. But when a committee of townspeople came to me and said there'd be no autopsy, I just bent my head and I nodded. We all got little axes to grind, don't we?
Well, now y'all been standing around the courthouse, babe. Lord knows when your Dave's give me my time. Lord, y'all been standing around the courthouse. When your Dave give me my time. Well, I'm beginning to leave my baby crown. Lord, no, Mr. George, you give him too long. Say, now, that's all right, babe. Lord knows I make it over one old day. Say, now, that's all right. Babe, I make it over one old day. Say, now, some of these days soon, babe. Babe, I'll make it back home again. Play a while with me, man. Lord, have mercy now. Now, fare you well, Lord knows I'm on my legs go round. Now, fare you well, babe. Lord knows I'm on my legs go round. Well, now you know if I can live to build this town. Babe, I won't be hovering down in Prillman no more.
First station is Drunkardsville. Stop there and let all the drunkards get on board. Right. I have a big crowd down there drinking Jump Study, some drinking Shenny, some drinking Moonshine, some drinking White Mule and Red Horse. All of you drunkards, you got to go to hell on the Black Diamond train. The Black Diamond starts off for hell now.
You don't know what the Lord have done for me. You don't know what the Lord have done for me. You don't know you won that. You don't know when and you don't know why. You don't know what the Lord have done for me. You don't know how the Lord saved me. You don't know how the Lord saved me. You don't know you won that. You don't know when and you don't know why. You don't know how the Lord saved me. You don't know how the Lord healed me. You don't know how
You suppose, Reverend, there might be some theological explanation?
Theological explanation?
For the death, or the darkness, or both. You know, Reverend, maybe if we thought it was some divine act, we could sort of live with it. This is not the first gallows, Reverend, nor the last. Or he won't be the first unhappy man to die at an early age. And we won't be the last mourners on earth either.
Did you see him? Did you get to talk to him?
Briefly.
He wouldn't see me. He wouldn't even let me inside.
It's a pity. He was a very lonely man. But he won't be lonely very long.
Police, they search here and there. Sergeants and majors, they tore out the hair. In kitchens, in attics, in country and town. But still the elusive butlery couldn't be found. Some said he had gone to America. Others said they saw him in Venezuela. But I knew, despite all the people had to say, Butler was right here in our midst. He didn't go nowhere. Police got a wire one day, I understand. They hustled out in force, but they didn't get the man. The IG declared this is a mystery, but Butler getting way worse than Houdini. I asked Butler what was the mystery. He said Attila, I was right in the city. Arrest by the police is what I really feared. So I just clipped my mustache and I shave off my beard.
Of what you understand depends upon the quality of the person speaking.
Dear sisters and brothers, my subject today is pressing.
Amen. Yeah.
Children, if there were ever time for pressing, it is now.
Amen.
I remember being downtown the other day.
Amen.
And I had to press my way.
Amen.
To get to where we're going.
Amen.
The press is on the job.
Amen.
On the streetcar, the press is on. Press is on everywhere I go.
Amen.
God give me grace, I'm gonna press some more.
Amen.
I'm just going to sing. They press is on everywhere I go. God give me grace, I'm going to press some more. I'm pressing on.
This will not do. How dare you disturb us when we are in the middle of saying our office? What's the matter with you, man? Have you lost your senses?
It's not my fault, Your Grace. It's him, that lunatic there.
I'm going down to McGuill's house to a big dance. After the dance, we're going to have a big crap game. Now listen, I'll tell you all about it. Now, wait, they my honey, is the bumper she, or turn right around, go the other way, or do the world foul, the turkey trot, oh, don't that girl think she's very hot, she puts her hand on her head, and let her mind move on, back way back, and look at this dog, oh, she dances nice. And politely, just them to pass them alive. Now, people, we down at the crap game. Me and some old boys started to beat crap game right out in front of my door. Along come a policeman to start that game there, boys. I'm gonna get you, Shell. Started a game. The very next day, right in the same place, and along come a policeman and run us away. Lord, I beat them up, laying them down, curving in and curving round. Bye-bye, Mr. Officer. Yes, I beat them up, laying them down, curving in and curving round. Bye-bye, police. He said, stop there, boy, I'm the law, I command you. I said, I ain't thinking about that law you trying to hand me. Lord, I'm picking them up, laying them down, curving in and curving around. Policeman, bye-bye. Yes, I'm picking them up, laying them down, curving in and curving around. Bye-bye, Mr. Officer. Yes, I'm picking them up. Lean them down, curving in and curving round. Bye-bye, policeman. He said, stop that boy, I'm the law, I'll shoot you, Bill. I turned around and looked at him, said, reckon you will. Lord, I'm beating them up, lean them down, curving in and curving round. Policeman, by and by. Yes, I'll ping them up, lean them down, curving in and curving round. Bye-bye, Mr. Officer. Yes, I'll ping them up, lean them down, curving in and curving round. Policeman, bye-bye.
Station is Lars Avenue. Wait there and let all the liars get on board. Have big crowd of liars down there. Have some smooth liars, some unreasonable liars, some professional liars, some barefaced liars, some ungodly liars, some big liars, some little liars, some go to bed line, get up line, lie all day, lie on you and lie on me. A big crowd of liars, you gotta go to hell on a black diamond train.
He's got a few minutes, hasn't he?
He used them up already. We're 4 minutes behind.
You can talk to him, Reverend. Take your time.
It's my time. I got nothing to say.
Then let's go. Let's get on with it.
Yeah. I don't want to waste your last minutes, Jagger.
Now, you and I are a different faith, and obviously a different color. But you stood up for me and mine. You spoke for us, and God help us, you killed for us. And I feel you deserve some measure of peace. I want to give you some.
That'll give me some peace. I don't need any words, Reverend. No quotations in or out of the Bible.
Come on, let's get it over with.
Patience! I promise you, I will please you all. Believe me. I'll choke and suffer and dance. Oh, you get your money's worth, believe me. But I'll tell you what I won't give you, you muckers. I won't give you the satisfaction of saying that I'm sorry. Yeah.
London, that city Merlin town. So when I lived in London, that city Merlin town, I met up with a lady her duty never found. They called her Pretty Polly, her name I knew so well. They called her Pretty Polly, her name I knew so well. The love of her body had sent her soul to hell. Polly, oh, yonder she stands. So where's Pretty Polly, oh, yonder she stands, with a ring on her fingers and lily white hands. Come and go, my Pretty Polly, come go along with me. Come and go, my Pretty Polly, come go along with me, before we get married and pleasure to see. Dark alley so deep. He led her over hills and dark alley so deep. Polly she mistrusted and then began to weep. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, what makes us so sad? Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, what makes us so sad? When there's nothing concerning for you to be so mad. Oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your way. So, Willie, oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your way. The way you've been rambling, you lead me astray. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, you're guessing just right. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, you're guessing just right. I dug on your grave six long hours of life's night. Her arms around him and cried in great fear. She threw her arms around him and cried in great fear. How can you kill a poor girl that loves you so dear? There's no time for talking, there's no time to stand. There's no time for talking, there's no time to stand. He drew a deadly whip and all in his right hand. Stopped her to the heart and the blood it did flow. He stopped her to the heart and the blood it did flow. And down in the grave Pretty Polly sure did go.
That hell is forever, and the smoke of that torments ascendeth up forever and ever, and there is no rest, day or night. Think of it, friend, no rest, day or night. When you come home from work, you're tired, but in hell, there'll be no rest, day or night, day or night. But thank God, there is a way to escape hell. You either have to take the blood or the blame. You either have to take the cross or the curse. You either have to take Jesus as your Savior or be banished forever and ever from the presence of God. Which do you prefer, the blood or the blame, the cross or the curse, or to take Jesus as your Savior or to be banished forever and ever from the presence of God?
Mother, take a pillow from under my head. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mother, take a pillow from under my head. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mother, take a pillow from under my head. Jesus, making up my dying bed. Then you need that true religion. Hallelujah. Hush now, mother, don't you cry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hush now, mother, don't you cry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Where's my mother? Don't you cry. Since you know I'm born to die, then you'll need that true religion. Hallelujah. Doctor standing around looking sad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doctor standing around looking sad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doctor standing around looking sad. Hardest kiss I ever had. Then you need that true religion. Hallelujah. Cross and Jordan, you need not fear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cross and Jordan, you need not fear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cross and Jordan, you need not fear. Jesus is the angel now. Then you need that true religion. Hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and wide. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and wide. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and wide. I have a home on the other side. Then you need that true religion. Hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and cold. Hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and cold. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and cold. I'm so glad it blessed my soul. Then you'll need that true religion.
Saints are sinners who keep on going. Indeed, Mr. Robert Louis Stevenson. Welcome again to Muddy Boots. What you've just heard is the A side of Sometimes a Saint and Sometimes a Sinner, Part 8. For a playlist, please go to muddybootsradio.org, and if you feel a wee saintly, I invite you to subscribe to Muddy Boots wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're feeling supremely saintly, please leave a rating and review, too. Alright, be sure to check out the B-side. See you in a wee bit.